The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has summoned 6 employees of the Mysuru Urban Development Authority, MUDA, for questioning in connection with a high-profile scam, according to sources. These employees have been called on separate dates for interrogation, which will be conducted at the ED's zonal office in Bengaluru. The employees have also been instructed to bring specific documents related to the case. The investigation stems from a case filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, which allows the ED to summon individuals for questioning and potentially seize assets during the probe. The focus of the investigation is on uncovering evidence related to Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and several officials associated with him. As per ANI reports, this development comes after the ED lodged a money laundering case against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah, following a first information report, FIR, by the state Lokayukt. The FIR has caused significant political turbulence, with allegations surrounding the chief minister, his wife B.M. Parvati, his brother-in-law Mallikarjun Swami, and a person named Devraju, from whom Swami purchased land that was later gifted to Parvati. The involvement of the chief minister's family has drawn considerable attention, and the opposition Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has been vocal in its demand for Siddaramaiah to step down from his role. Despite mounting pressure, Siddaramaiah has maintained his innocence, insisting that he is the victim of political vendetta. The Congress party has stood firmly behind him, and the chief minister has stated that he will not resign. The ED's investigation follows serious accusations against the ruling leadership, and with the application of PMLA, the case is likely to see further scrutiny. As per ANI, the investigation is not just focused on tracing financial irregularities, but also on examining the relationships between key individuals involved in the land transactions. The ED's move is part of a broader effort to uncover the extent of the alleged scam, and the summoned employees are expected to provide critical information as investigators continue to build their case, and with inputs from ANI.